We'll turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago. It's a beautiful day in my part of the world. Mark, a little bit warmer than you might expect. Can't call it an Indian summer because we haven't had a freeze yet, but maybe you can talk about those. I know there's been a lot of discussion as we get later into the season and the idea that the corn crop and the soybean crop are still pretty darn far behind.
Yeah, as we look out ahead from now through the end of the month here, Todd, we just don't see any sign of a freeze in the Midwest, or even for that matter, anywhere close over the next couple of weeks. Over the next 12 days in particular, temperatures unseasonably warm. I'm talking about double-digit warmth, so that'll equate to, from an anomaly standpoint, and that equates to highs in the 80s, even a few lower 90s, minimum temperatures in the 60s, even some low 70s in some of the kind of the muggiest of mornings. There's going to be a little cool front here coming through late next week, but again, that's not going to do much to really cool down temperatures. And right at the end of the month, could get back to more kind of seasonal levels, but even there, it will not be cold enough to generate any kind of issues here. So we got a ways to go. Early October would be that next opportunity. If there's going to be a freezing temperatures, it would be at that time.
Any rainfall in the forecast? And can you kind of go through the rainfall that we've had over the past several days or so?
Yeah, certainly in recent days, we've had some clusters of heavy rainfall. These storm complexes have developed primarily from areas of like northeast Nebraska over across Iowa here into northern Illinois. In fact, much of the northern third or so of Illinois received heavy rainfall over the weekend, with totals ranging from 1 to 3 inches, even some localized heavier amounts. As we look ahead over the next couple of weeks, from now through Friday into Saturday, you know, relatively quiet or dry across much of the belt, a little bit of scattered activity out west in areas of Nebraska and Iowa. But for here in Illinois and adjacent areas of Indiana, the next main opportunity for rain is coming up this upcoming weekend into the early part of next week. So about a week from now, it doesn't look like that widespread or heavy of an event, but in general, totals look to range from a half to about an inch. And then after that, several more days of drier weather before another kind of minor opportunity.
Has the dry season ended yet in Brazil?
It hasn't quite yet, Todd, and it's again during the second half of September that we begin to see the gradual ramping up of daily shower and thunderstorm development across Mato Grosso. And from a computer model guidance, there are indications that we're going to begin to see some of that increase in activity, but more importantly is actually some of the heat that's going on right now. We think that that's a good signal for these rains eventually moving in or setting up across Mato Grosso and adjacent areas there in center west Brazil. So bottom line, we don't see any red flags in Brazil at this time. Still with some dryness also in southern Brazil, but they are in a pattern of improvement over the next couple of weeks. It's actually Argentina where we currently have a bit more concern for continued dryness, as they've had a very dry past 30 days, and there's no indication of any significant rainfall over the next 14, 15 days.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.